May God's grace, His peace, His abundant mercy be yours in Christ Jesus, the wonderful Counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Amen. Glory to God in the highest. Say it with me. Glory to God in the highest. Let us pray. Lord, open our ears, open our minds, our hearts to receive your word this holy night and always. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. There are three questions that dominate our thoughts, our minds tonight and tomorrow. Whether we're young or old, rich or poor, whoever we are, these three questions tend to dominate our thoughts. These questions are, is it mine? What is it? What am I going to do with it? Those questions dominate our minds, whether we're young or old. If you gather around and open your presents tonight or in the morning, and there's all the gifts there under the tree, it's time to open the gifts. Whether we're young or we're old, we tend to ask the question, is it mine? That one mine? That one mine? That big one mine? That little one mine? Is it mine? And when we find out we have one and we have that wrapped up present on our lap, we don't know what it is yet, we ask, what is it? What could it be? What is it? And after we open it, what am I going to do with it? And so tonight we celebrate the gift of gifts, the best gift by far, baby Jesus, wrapped up in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. What a gift. As we consider that gift, ponder that gift, celebrate that gift tonight, may we ask, is it mine? What is it? What am I going to do with it? First of all, is it mine? Is this little bitty baby born 2,000 years ago plus over in Bethlehem in Israel across the ocean, is that little baby really, truly a gift for me here in Knoxville, Tennessee, 2,000 years later? Is he really mine? Is it really for me? Well, let me ask you, First Lutheran Church and guests that are here tonight, is this gift yours? If so, answer yes. That wasn't very convincing. Is this gift yours? Yes. All those that say no, I hear a baby crying, but that's all right. No no's. I want you to note in the proclamation of the angel, the word you. It struck me. Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people, whoever you are, all the people, past, present, future. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths lying in a manger. You. No conditions, no exceptions. Just you. You know, Santa only comes to those who are good, right, kids? If you're good, he comes. Jesus comes whether you're good or bad. And most of the time, we're pretty bad. He still comes. Santa comes tonight if you don't pout and cry and shout too loud. He probably won't come for me, will he? I like to shout on Christmas Eve. Jesus comes especially for those who pout and cry over their sin. He comes for the shepherds, poor and lowly in the field. He comes for Joseph and Mary. He comes for the town of Bethlehem. He comes for the wise men who come later. He comes for the city of Jerusalem. He comes for Judea, Samaria, Galilee, the blind, the lame, the lepers, the tax collectors, the prostitutes, the sinners, the dead he comes for, the sick, the diseased. He comes for the Pharisees, the Sadducees, all the hypocrites, the self-righteous. He comes for those too. He comes for the whole world. This gift is universal for all people, past, present, future, for all 6 billion in this generation. It's for all people, universal. But remember tonight, this gift is for you. It's a personal gift. He came for everybody. Yes, and remember, he came for you too. And he would say to you tonight that he loves you. He forgives you because he died for you. He wants you to be in heaven. Yes, he knows your name. He wants to be your Savior forever. Would you put your faith in him? It's very, very personal for you. For unto Paul is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Now say that verse with me and put your name in the place of the you like I just did. Now don't say my name, okay? Everybody know your name. We start there. You know your name tonight. All right, so you know what you're going to do. Plug your name in and say that verse with me. For unto Paul is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Put your name in that text. Is he mine? And the answer is, yes, he's mine. Second question we ask, what is it? For Jesus, who is it? Who is he? This little baby born 2,000 years ago, swaddling clothes, a manger somewhere there in Bethlehem area. Who is he? Why is he so important? Why am I here tonight worshiping on a rainy night, Christmas Eve? Who is he? Well, the Christmas gospel wants there to be no confusion, no doubt, no mystery about who he is. There's no mystery here. The angel tells us very clearly who he is, what this gift is. For unto you is born this night in the city of David, say with me, a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Three incredible, amazing titles for this baby. He's the only one that we'd ever get this title to. He is Savior, Christ, Lord. Obvious, simple, straightforward, crystal clear. That's who the baby is. What is it? Savior, Christ, Lord. Now, quickly, Savior. That's the first thing you know about him. First thing that we're supposed to think of is Savior. This is a Savior. Implied in that is the cross. So when we think of baby Jesus and we rejoice tonight, our minds are on the cross, so we look at the cross tonight, carried three times in our midst. The cross, he would die for our sins. He's born, but he will die for the sins of the world. To take away my sins, your sins, the sins of the world. To take away death, take away the devil and all of hell. To save me from all these evil things that I have paradise. He is Savior. So, we think of the manger, but we also think of Mount Calvary that looms in the near future. Lent is coming. We think of the little town of Bethlehem, but we should also think of the large amount of blood flowing from his side 33 years later. We think of the shepherds praising God, but we also think of the shouts of crucify him, crucify him. That's coming too, isn't it? Yes, we celebrate Christmas, but we also celebrate the crucifixion. He is Savior. Everybody got that? Or review it again. You know what this gift is? Savior. Any hands up? Need a review? No hands up? Christ. All right, Christ means Messiah, literally anointed one. It means king, in other words. He is the lowest servant who would die on the cross, and he is king of all. The Christ, king, resurrections implied. He is king who gives us everything. Gives me the Holy Spirit. Gives us faith. Gives us forgiveness. Grace, mercy, guidance, his word, his sacraments, and one day will give me heaven, the gold and silver, the new Jerusalem, and raise my body. He is king of all. So these two fit very well together. As Savior, he saves me from all the bad stuff. As king, he brings me into all the good stuff. When it was spring break when I was, or Christmas break when I was a kid, 2 weeks off for Christmas as we have this year for kids. I was very, very happy. Is there a kid not happy with Christmas break? We're all happy. Guess who wasn't so happy? My mom, of course. Four boys, a daughter. It's rough 2 weeks for mom. And so sometime during the Christmas season, my dad would take her out. He'd take her to Red Lobster and get her whatever she wanted. They go to a movie, they'd be out all night. So my dad, in a way, was her savior and her king in one night. He saved her from the turmoil of the butcher house and all the mess we made. She saved from that for a night, and he brought her to a feast, brought her to a movie and a good time. Savior takes me from the bad stuff. King, Christ, gives me the good stuff. And then to finish up, any questions on Christ? King, please. It's important you know what this gift is. Lord, then, Christ the Lord. This is the climax. This is the highlight. He is Lord. Wow. The shepherds must have fallen over on this one. He is Lord. He is the God who made the heavens and the earth. He's the God of the flood, the God of the Red Sea, the God that knocked down the walls of Jericho, the God who brought forth the prophets Isaiah and Jeremiah, the eternal, just, holy, omnipresent, omniscient, omnipotent God, that God now in the flesh, the hands of God, the eyes of God, the ears of God. Wow, He's Lord. And as Lord, He has the power to save. He's not much of a Savior if He's not Lord. As Lord, He is an eternal, real, powerful King. He's not much of a King if He's not Lord. So as Lord, as God, He is Savior, perfect eternal King. So, is He mine? The answer is yes. Who is He? He is Savior, Christ, the Lord. We're doing well. All right, now we get down to the nitty-gritty part of Christmas. Now we all have to examine ourselves. I think you all knew that. Now, only you can answer this for yourself, really. What will you do with Him? What are you doing with this gift? You know, gifts, even good gifts, you can put in the closet. Or you take back and get your money for it. Or you give it to somebody else and say it came from you. That's really a bad thing to do, isn't it? What are you doing with this gift, Jesus, in your life? Is He in the closet till Easter? Or maybe next Christmas, you get Him out again, maybe? Our temptation tonight in Christmas Eve service is to kind of be like the crowd of Bethlehem. You know, the shepherds told Bethlehem, the city, about the newborn Savior. And what was the response of the town of Bethlehem, as Pastor read, that they wondered about this. Another good word would be, they were amazed, they were curious, that they marveled at it. Oh, this is kind of neat. A baby in a manger, Savior, Christ, Lord, angels, all right, it's kind of neat. But we're not told they ever went and worshipped. We're not told what they did. They probably just went back to bed and said, wasn't that a nice little story? And that's our temptation tonight, is to marvel tonight. We have all these wonderful hymns, a great choir, great music, beautiful church, and we marvel, wow, it's wonderful to be in God's house. And we all go home and go back to bed and say, well, think about that. Maybe next Christmas, that was nice. What do we do with Jesus? We do what the shepherds do. Three quick things. You run to Jesus. You rely on this gift, Jesus. And you reach out to others with this gift, Jesus. This is the response of the shepherds, who are the example of us. You run to Jesus. With haste, hurried, they ran and they worshiped. Come, let's go to Bethlehem. And the Greek there means that they kept on saying that. Let's go, let's go, let's go. They didn't have to drag anybody. They all wanted to go. Let's go and see it. With haste they ran. It's significant that God Almighty did not just transport the baby Jesus to the shepherds out in the field and say, look, guys, here's the newborn Savior. And they just said, wow, all right. He didn't do that. Rather, God in His wisdom put the baby in a very humble setting, a stable or perhaps a cave, wrapped Him in cloths and laid Him in a manger, very humble. And the shepherds had to come in faith. Who would ever thought He'd be in a manger? And so, the lesson. You want Jesus in your life? You want Him to have an impact on your life? It's probably not going to happen as you watch TV Sunday morning, or as you play golf. Probably won't appear to you and give you some great revelation as you're playing golf, or as you're sleeping in because you're tired and lazy. Probably not going to happen then in your dreams. God in His wisdom continues to put His Son in a very humble place. Sometimes there's people that act like animals in this place. It's called the church. And He's wrapped up in Scripture. And He lies in bread and wine called communion, His manger. Run and receive. Hear the Word. Eat His body, drink His blood. That's what a Christian does with this gift. And then rely on Him. Trust Him. This is faith, of course. Put your certainty, your confidence in Him. You're afraid of something. He's your refuge, your strength, and ever-present help in trouble. You're confused about something. He will lead you and guide you in His holy word. Trust Him. You're lonely and sad tonight. You have no family. You're lonely and sad. He's your friend. He will never leave you or forsake you. Trust that. You're guilt-ridden. You've sinned terribly. We all have. Join the crowd. We're all sinners. He forgives you your sins. He died for your sins. As far as the east is from the west, so far He has removed our transgressions from us. Believe that. You're forgiven. Fresh start today. You're sick and dying. You're sick and dying. He's got the answer. He's the resurrection and the life. He who believes in Jesus, though he die, yet shall he live. Rely on him. Trust him. And then, what do you do with this gift? You reach out with him. Go. Tell it on the mountain. Go. Tell it in the valley where we live. Go. Tell it the workplace. Tell it the grocery store. Tell it your family dinner tomorrow if there's an unbeliever there. Go tell it the workplace. Go tell the good news. Be a light in the darkness. Growing up, my job on Christmas Eve in the Busher household was to get the cookies and milk for Santa. That's a tough job because you know what I wanted to do with the cookies and milk. Eat them myself. I was to give Santa cookies and milk. I have a job for you, Christian, the baptized. Don't worry about Santa giving him cookies and milk. He's big enough. Give compassion rather than cookies. Give mercy rather than milk. Give compassion and mercy to a friend, a neighbor, someone struggling. Show the love of God. Tonight we focus on the gift of gifts. Is this gift mine? The answer is yes. What is the gift? He is Savior, Christ the Lord. What am I going to do with the gift? May we run to Him, rely on Him, reach out with His love to all people. What a gift. Praise God for the gift. Glory to God in the highest. Say it with me. Glory to God in the highest. One more time. Glory to God in the highest. We rise.